Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hello.
Oh, you sound great.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was the one thing when I was listening to like the twins' show, like your voice was so good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, like I was like, I just know he's hot. Like I don't
oh,
even.
Oh, thanks, baby.
Yeah. And when you did that, I was like, I was on the plane. I was like, I should not be feeling this way.
What can I say? Yeah. I got California poppies on my shirt.
Yes.
They call me Big Poppy.
I call my dad Poppy.
Oh, well, girl, you can call me Big Poppy.
Yes. I'm going to get horny. And that's like, not okay.
Welcome.
Yes. Because I have so many questions. And I just like, let's just dive into it. Because I'm,
please.
As soon as you came in, we started rambling. And I was like, I have to
save
like,
it for the cast. Yes. Save it for the cast.
Exactly.
It's Mercury retrograde.
Okay. So what's the, like, what's. Okay, here's the thing. I'm into astrology and all of this, but I feel like I'm such a beginner.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people say things, I'm like, yeah, but I, like, don't get it. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, Mercury retrograde. And I believe it, but I'm like, what does this mean?
Okay, so obviously you always have to check what sign it's retrograding through.
Okay. Because
that's going to make a big difference. Right now we're in Gemini, so our communication is being... girl's got a distaste for the Geminis.
Yes.
Watch out, Geminis. Yeah. But when Mercury's in retrograde in general, like there's a bunch of rules that come in through it. Like, don't sign a contract. It's recommended. I know, like getting a new apartment, taking a new job. These are things that are not recommended during the Mercury retrograde.
I always get fired in Mercury retrograde.
I mean, it means that you weren't meant to be there.
Exactly.
So,
and every time I'm like, thank God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but thankfully I didn't get fired yet.
I accepted a job during a Mercury retrograde once. Girl, it was the worst 5 months of my life and then I got fired. So... You know, it's just what we do.
Exactly. It happens.
It's the retrograde.
Okay, let's make introductions because we're ready. Like, again.
We're rearing.
Yes. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Brooklyn Therapy. And guess what? We have your new favorite guest on the show. He is an astrologer, a fine-ass baddie.
Oh, thank you.
His name is Danny.
Hey, baby. How's it going? Thank you for having me. I want to hug you.
I know. Immediately when we saw each other, we're like,
hey! It's like seeing a soulmate.
Exactly.
So in my birth chart, my two destiny signs are Sagittarius and Aquarius. Mm. So, girl, you've been in Aquarius? Like, bring destiny on,
I'm
baby.
I'm so glad that, like, you had a reaction when I told you I was an Aquarius.
Because oh, yeah.
I feel like either people don't know anything about Aquarius, or they're like, ooh.
Oh, like how you were about Geminis?
Yes. Geminis have just screwed me over. My brother's a Gemini. Mm. He's an asshole. And I love him, but he's a dick. And I've just, like, dated Geminis where, like, at first, like, the connection is so strong. It's so there. And then out of nowhere, they're just, like, not
this
interested.
This is over.
Yeah. And then, like, I always feel... It's like Gemini guys were always the hardest ones to communicate with for me.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't ever like share my feelings with them for some reason.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that, boo. So
I never felt like I was good enough.
That's Geminis will do that too.
Yeah.
So it's the twins. It's okay. Two personalities in one. So Gemini can
fake
really
ass hoes.
That
just
well
kidding.
I mean no comment.
Just kidding.
Dated a lot of Geminis, so I can confirm there is a certain level of showing one side
right.
And then there's something else over here.
They're spicy. It's okay. No shade, sorry. There's Geminis I do like and appreciate, my bad. I just want to date y'all. That's it.
Every time I'm like swiping through Bumble or something, I'm like, oh, who's that? And then I'm always like, fuck, they're a Gemini. I'm like physically attracted to them.
Yes.
Like every single time.
It's me just, too.
But they're fine.
And like, Scorpios.
Oh, I love me a Scorpio. I'm looking for a Scorpio.
I would love a Scorpio. I mean, I have a boyfriend, but so if I was single, Scorpios are great. And like the sexual chemistry is like phenomenal. But ain't shit.
Well, a Scorpio
and don't like me back.
A Scorpio and an Aquarius, like they're gonna want like deep intimacy, vulnerability, intensity, go to the other world. Mm. And an Aquarius is like, let's go be friends. Like, let's get to know each other.
I feel like it was the opposite.
Oh, I feel.
Like for me, I don't think I was like fully expressive though. Like on mine, like I was still kind of like trying to pretend that I could like have casual sex, even though I'm like I easily get attached.
Ooh.
And he was just like really trying to create boundaries to not get that deep because he just wanted sex. Like he just wanted friends with benefits. So, and like I wanted to go there, but I didn't know how. So I never really knew how to express myself. I guess Scorpios too are another one I couldn't express myself to.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just everyone besides Cancers.
Hey, baby.
And Pisces.
We're so emotional.
I know. Just get me. So, but yeah, like I would try really hard, but like it just actually I didn't try that hard because I didn't know how to show.
Yeah.
Like it was, I was just awkward, but I would like give good pussy. You know what I mean? Like I would like,
yeah, girl, you're an Aquarius. You know how to throw down.
Exactly. Like I would fuck good, but I wouldn't know how to like tell you I like you, you know?
So. Well, the two signs don't naturally go together. So it's interesting that the roles were a little reversed because being an Aquarius, your sign is more likely to be in open relationships or look for friends with benefits. Right. Like
I could see myself eventually down the line with my boyfriend or getting to the idea of like having an open relationship. Like I understand it. I'm all for it. I want it. But like, I feel like, especially when I was single, I was so focused on getting a partner. I mean, I would try to be a hoe, but deep down I was like, great, you're not that great of being a hoe. Like,
you can only hoe so far
before
the garden needs a little seed, baby.
Yes. I was like, I want love. So annoying, but I would always try to like play it cool. Like when I was single, like my brand was just like, yeah, like I'm single, like I'm independent.
Typical Aquarius, pretend like you don't care.
Yes, and then it just... But then they would break up with me.
Yeah. You know, I've dated two Aquariuses. We were talking before the cast. One who is an Aquarius with an Aries moon. Same as you.
Same as me. I'm an Aquarius, Aries, Aries.
It was an incredible relationship. Wow. Shout out to Jared if you're listening to this.
Jared. Why was Jared so great?
He's just unlike anybody I've ever met. Like very quirky, very artistic, unusual. Like,
is this an earthquake?
Oh, that's me like moving my leg. Girl, Jared is coming through. Sorry. What can I say?
I'm like,
again, my ADHD body is like, I need to move every limb.
Me too. This is going to be chaotic.
I'm
ADHD,
so here for it.
Like, we're just
ping ponging back and forth.
There's no structure to this.
That's okay.
Yeah.
No, but Jared being an Aquarius, like, I feel like he was really good at, like, diversity and getting to know different parts of... I'm from Michigan, so, like, Detroit and going to museums.
My dad lives in Michigan.
What part?
Novi.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I go to...
Love it.
Oh, my God. We have so much in common.
Yeah, girl. I'm from Rochester Hills, so...
I don't know where that is.
It's not too far from Novi. Okay. I've been to Novi.
Okay. Because I grew up in, like, L.A.
Yeah.
So I'm like... And he lives there, you know, and I visit, but I'm like, I don't know what's outside of, like, Detroit and Novi. So whatever you just said, okay. I get it. I believe you.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
We need a map.
Yes.
Geography.
I'm directionally challenged.
So I wanted to ask you, do you call it broke girl therapy because talking to people like heals you?
I mean, it kind of is like a play on words.
Yeah.
Where it's like I started this show like when I was like 25.
Yeah.
You know, and like I was living in a dungeon with this like.
Dungeon.
Yes. With this white gay man who was a Republican and a full on Trump supporter.
Okay. Hello.
But like his dungeon was $500. So I was living in his basement.
Like a sex dungeon?
I wish. I mean, like, you know.
Hey, you are an Aquarius
right,
experiment.
Exactly. I did have sex there. So.
Okay.
But yeah, it was like a $500 like basement that I was like renting from.
Did he call it a dungeon?
I did.
Okay. Because you're saying dungeon. Girl, I come from like the sexuality community, so we I think we're talking about different things.
No, it's just a basement that I call a dungeon. Not that, I mean, there was sex involved in there, but it wasn't, you know, as extreme. I'm just weird. Anyways, so, yeah, and so I was like, money wasn't, you know, I was broke. I was figuring my shit out. And also just like brokenhearted because like I was always like, could not keep a man. So I really kind of just was like trying to, you know, therapy to fix myself, I guess.
So like doing the podcast is like the therapy.
Yeah. Like I've done this since 2016.
No way.
I used to like back in the day when I was like single, like I used to like kind of document like my dates and like talk about it. I brought on guys that I've had sex with, like guys who have broken my heart. Like, yeah. And I would just kind of like talk to my friends about, you know, shit that I'll go through and just kind of like document it all. And so here I am in a relationship.
What's his name?
Brian.
And he's a Cancer.
Yes. Can I show you his birth chart?
Girl, please. Let's take a look. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. My phone's over there. ADHD.
I am living for this ADHD moment.
Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
So Brian is a Cancer.
Yes.
Okay, do you know his moon sign?
We're going to look on CoStar.
Give it to me, baby.
For some reason, I don't remember.
Because Aquarius and Cancer aren't naturally compatible signs, and your moon sign in Aries is another detracting factor. Like, you two don't normally go together.
Yeah, but we, like, the healthiest relationship I've ever had.
Interesting. I'm like, dying. I see Aquarius and Cancer get together all the time, and the two signs aren't typically, compatible.
Wow.
So, and it's...
But we, like... I mean, everyone says it. And, like, I feel, like, so happy. And, like, we've been dating for, like, almost 2 years now.
Okay. Well, you got to see why in the birth chart it works.
Right. Okay. How do I get... I don't understand. Okay, friends.
CoStar. I don't use CoStar. I don't know it. Although I do...
He's Cancer, Libra, Sag.
His moon sign's Libra?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a huge reason why you're compatible. Okay. Because your moon sign's Aries, so your moon signs are opposite. So you're going to be the more masculine, assertive, pushing the envelope, right. running into it, Aries. And then his moon sign in Libra is more slow moving.
Oh, he's so, like, I'm so much more impulsive.
Oh, yeah, Aries placements.
So imagine Aries on ADHD.
Like, I mean, that's you. I've got Venus in Aries, so I got the ADHD thing going, too.
So we're just crazy.
Hey, baby, okay? Yes. We're just, like, thrown down.
Yeah, no, he definitely balances me because, like, I could be very, like, scatterbrained and all over the place and, like, super passionate and all that stuff, and he's very, like, one thing at a time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's try to figure this out. Let's talk this through, you know what I mean? So, like, he really does, like, he's a very calm version of me, but at the same time, like, he stands up for himself. He, like, he takes the lead on certain things, you know? But I definitely have a more, like, chaotic.
Yeah. Interesting.
An intense one.
So is he more, like, home-driven? Like, he likes to be home?
Oh, my God, yes.
And then you want to be out in the world?
Yes. Well, lately, I feel like, okay, I've always been an extrovert, but lately, I think since, like, COVID, I've just enjoyed being home more than ever.
Interesting.
Yeah, but
adapted.
Yeah, I've adapted.
A world pandemic hits, she's able to relax.
Yeah, I know. Because, like, before the pandemic, I could not sit my ass down. I was everywhere doing God knows what.
Yeah.
So, but I'm definitely, like, the more extroverted one. He is such a homebody. And
yeah, typical Cancer. They love to be home. They're very nurturing. It's the archetype of, like, the mother.
Yeah.
So he's going to, like, be loving to you and really
he's
sweet
so
on
loving.
You.
That's the thing. I kind of manifested it, too.
Yeah,
because
baby.
I've dated, you know, Geminis.
We know how that went.
We all know how that went. Like, I've dated Virgos.
Oh, I love me some Virgo.
I do well with Virgos, but not forever.
It's a hard sign for Aquarius as well.
Yes.
Virgos are very picky and critical.
Yes, and so, it pisses me. And I'm just so like, don't tell me what to do.
Aquarius needs that freedom. Yes. That's why the Libra moon on Nick, you said his name?
Brian.
Hey, at least I'm not on a date with him right now.
I was like, is that the other Backstreet Boy?
Yeah, Nick's in the back. So at least he's got a Libra moon.
Yeah.
So you guys will also connect really on an intellectual level.
Okay.
There's
yeah,
gonna be a lot of mental stimulation.
Yes, immediately the first time we like started talking, it was just like we just talked about the deepest shit.
Yeah,
we were just so honest, so like open about our traumas and insecurities.
Yeah.
Like it was just easy.
Okay, so you got Aries in your birth chart.
Yeah,
help a brother out because I've been single for a long time.
I was single for a long time too.
I've had some chaotic relationships. Okay, things got crazy. So tell me, what's the secret to a good relationship? Like, what are you doing that's making it work? As an impulsive ADHD.
Yeah.
Because
I
can relate.
Yeah, because I think the biggest reason why I couldn't get someone before is because an ADHD. Really played a huge part of it and trauma. But I think...
Amen. Gay men.
Yes. But I think I got to a point, honestly, it's so cliche to say, but I got to a point where I just stopped giving a fuck.
Okay.
Because like before him, I was in a toxic relationship and it just really burnt me out to the point, and that guy was a Virgo.
I was just going to ask.
Yes. And so, you know, and then after that, I was just kind of like, if you don't want to be here... That's fine. Like, I was so okay.
Doors open, baby.
Right. Like, I was so okay with just, like, being alone and not trying to convince someone to be with me.
Whoa.
Like, I literally, like, let go of that. Because before, I was always like, love me.
Yes.
This, like, codependency. And I got to a point where I was like, if you don't like me, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, and with ADHD and Aries people, our attachment style is more anxious.
Yes.
We have the tendency to run towards things really, really hard. Whereas, like, the Virgo, that could be a little more avoidant.
Oh, super avoidant. Both of my, because I, before my boyfriend now, my high school boyfriend I was with for 5 years, Virgo.
Girl, yes. You got a type.
I know.
You like the OCD.
I do, because I'm chaotic.
Uh-huh.
So I need someone to like.
Help me clean up my tornado.
Exactly. But like my boyfriend now, like he's not as like intense an OCD as like a Virgo, but like he's definitely way more organized. So it does, like, there is that kind of aspect that goes into it.
Well, any two signs can be compatible. It just depends on how much people are willing to compromise.
Yes. So. I think that's what it is. I think we just kind of like, or honestly, he's like my best friend. Like, there really
is. That's what an Aquarius would say. You're looking for friendship first.
Yes. And that was I never realized how important that was for me to be with someone because I need to have this sense of comfort because I don't as comfortable as I could be with just anyone and be friendly with anyone, when it really comes down to like a relationship and being with someone, I have to feel safe.
Yeah.
And he just made me feel safe. So that, it kind of helped me like open up and be like honest about my shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, my traumas, like my dreams or whatever it was. Like, it was just, I think communication is like the biggest thing. Like, even if I'm like having a manic ADHD episode, you know,
Aries.
Right. Right. Like he's been kind of like seeing it too. Cause now that we live together, he's really been seeing.
How long have you been living together?
Almost 2 months.
Oh so my God.
Very fresh.
Ooh, how is it?
It's been really good.
Cancers are clean.
Very clean.
So very organized, good at maintaining the hall.
I'm better.
I'm not convinced.
I make the bed every morning now. When it was just me, I never made the bed in the morning.
I'm trying to learn to make my bed too, okay?
But I do it because I'm like, okay, like, because he always makes the bed and I wake up later than him. So I'm like, I want to contribute. So I'll, like, I do it, you know?
For sure.
So, and I feel good about it. So I'm like, all right. And I just keep doing it. And then, so yeah, I just think just being honest and also like, I am honest with him about like my struggles with having ADHD or whatever emotion I'm going through. And like, he takes the time to like do the research.
For sure.
To like understand like, okay, she's having a moment. She's just, you know.
He puts the time in.
Yeah. And that's what it is. It's just like, you have to like both put in the time and both be honest with each other.
Do you feel like you're madly in love?
Yeah.
Girl. Oh.
So annoying.
It's possible. It's possible.
It is.
We're waiting for it.
Yes. But the thing is, though, it's like, I used to think that like love had to be this like super extreme feeling that was so intense. And I think that's why I fell in love with my ex, the one before him. And that's why that was, the Virgo, because it was so toxic. It was so like this, like just fighting and just this passion, this intensity, you know? And then you get to a point, you're like, that's actually not healthy.
But that's a typical Aries way of like understanding things.
Yes.
Aries can be a little extreme. I got my Venus there. So my love life, your moon sign, your emotions.
Yes.
So, and you bring your emotions to your love life. So.
Right. Yeah. And like, okay, so let's do like astrology 101.
Oh, okay.
Like astrology for dummies.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. So like, what's the difference between like a moon, like you have your sun and you have your moon and you have your rising. Cause even till this day, like I'm always like, yeah, Aries, like, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. So let's,
I want to know what I'm talking about.
Let's break it down to the most fundamental basics.
Okay.
Are you familiar with psychoanalytic theory at all? Like Freud?
No.
Okay. So Freud was a psychologist and he created this concept of the ego, the id, and the superego. Are you familiar with these terms?
No. Well, I mean, no, ego. Yeah.
Ego, sure. Ego is a neutral term that just basically means our performative identity out in the world. So in astrology, the sun sign rules the ego. It's how you behave out in the world. So your sun sign being Aquarius, you behave as like warm, extroverted, humanitarian, very friendly.
Independent.
Yeah, girl. Don't tie Aquarius
down. But
deep
down, I'm like, I just want to cuddle and be held.
Yes. So your sun sign's Aquarius.
Yeah.
But then the moon sign, it's what we would call the id, which is the unconscious mind. It's how you respond to life. Ah. It's your emotions, your instincts, and a great deal of what you just bring naturally. So Aries, the sign of ADHD.
Literally.
Impulsiveness. But Aries is also the hero archetype. It wants to like save. And it needs that heroic thing. So Aries people in general, myself included, we can feel like love is an uphill battle that has to be conquered. Or we want to save people, that savior complex.
Yeah.
So you see that with Aries and Pisces, which is my sign.
I always want to like help and save and like, God.
And then the rising, what's your rising sign?
Aries.
Oh, that's right. Oh, honey, child. ADHD on a stick. So the rising sign is what we would call the super ego.
Okay.
So in psychology, that's like the part of ourselves that's like our parent. It's like, you have to be this way. You have to do this.
Yeah.
So your id, your unconscious response, and your higher self are the same sign.
Oh, shit.
So your unconscious response might be to criticize yourself a lot.
Oh, my God.
So that could be maybe why you're attracted to Virgos, because that criticism is familiar.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh,
so,
I want to cry.
Girl, okay. You know, it's just part of what you're...
But it's so true, because it's like even my ex-boyfriend, you know, for 5 years, like all of them, like they always were so critical. It was always about like what I did wrong. And we could never talk about like...
compromise.
Right. Never talk about what he did wrong, but he was also a narcissist. Because when I would bring up like the shady shit that he would do, he would always turn around
deflect.
On me. Yeah.
Deflect, deflect, deflect.
Right.
That's just trauma. You know, I'm serious. Like narcissists are born of trauma as well.
Right.
So,
right.
Or it's like in their ancestry.
Yeah.
So, but we see that trait to be very common among Virgo people, to be criticizing other people and then not accept the blame. Right. Or the criticism back.
Right,
so,
right.
And you'll see that with Leo placements as well. So if we've got heavy Virgo Leo, like those are going to be people that are like criticizing and digging into you.
Right.
But the good qualities of these signs is they'll hold on to you forever. Like
not
when
the Virgos with me.
Okay.
They held on the longest compared to like Geminis and Scorpio. They definitely held on. It just when it didn't work, they were easy to cut off.
Yeah, yeah. If Virgo was like a piece of equipment, it would be like shears. You know, they're really good at cutting things down. They're very good at pruning things.
Yeah.
So when you need to be pruned, they're like, all right, next thing.
They're so good at that. But for me, like, it's so hard for me to, like, let go.
Yeah. Well, you're an Aquarius. So it's like, that's the sign of freedom.
Why am I like this?
It's very detached, typically. Mm-hmm. It's a sign of friendship. But when an Aquarius falls in love, it's so far and few between that it happens that, like, it's just the level of intimacy and vulnerability it takes to even get there.
Right.
You're going to fall hard.
I fall so hard. It's annoying.
And you can get really heartbroken. And then all of this Aries.
And then broken therapy comes up. And then I make a podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, broken heart, broken wallet.
Right. Literally. So, no, that's so true. Because it's like, I was, you know, like I was always looking at Aquarius descriptions, like detached. I'm like, say I'm detached.
Aquarius
like,
is,
I think I could act too cool.
Yeah.
Like for sure, like on the surface.
Yeah.
Like if I don't feel like safe enough to express myself to you, like I could act too cool.
Yeah.
And not just in relationships, but friendships and job, like anywhere. So, but I definitely like as soon as I feel really comfortable and I can open up to you, I will tell you everything.
Ooh.
Like that's, I'm not ashamed of anything.
If you win an Aquarius's heart, like you've won a gold medal.
Wow.
Because you guys are really beautiful people. It's just, it can be scary for you guys to connect.
Yeah.
But all of that Aries is like, you're also really anxious to connect. So you've got these two dual parts of you where it's like, you want freedom, but you also want to be connected at the hip.
Yeah. Like it was like, you know, when I was going through my hoe phase, it's like, I wanted to be a hoe because I knew I wasn't ready to be serious.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like so longing for a connection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that was like deeper than just sex.
How did you and Brian meet?
He was a fan of the show.
He was listening to your voice?
Yes.
Just like you being like, ooh, who is that sexy over there?
Yes. Like he, like for years, actually, he would like show support and like, yeah. And just, I think that's what really made me gravitate towards him is the fact that like he's heard me go through it.
Yeah.
I didn't have to like explain myself.
Yeah.
When I would, you know, date a guy, Virgo therapy was always like an issue in the relationship somehow.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like a first date with a guy, it was always just like, they always kind of question certain things or my motives or whatever. So with him, like he's also like majored in broadcast journalism. Like he's, you know, worked in TV, radio, all this stuff. So he like gets it.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and he's also like very open about like mental health and just like,
okay, where
trauma.
Are these men? Because like
rare.
I need to start a podcast and, right. then I'm going to find love.
Right.
Come through.
Yeah. But back in the day, like I wasn't ready for that yet though. Like when he first started following me, like I wasn't like ready for
all
it.
All in divine timing.
Exactly.
Do you believe in divine timing? Are you familiar 100%. With the concept?
Yeah. What's the concept? I just believe in good timing.
Well, from an astrological point of view, it's like when the planets align, when the stars all align and things are meant to happen. So we're about to have a full moon lunar eclipse next Monday, the 16th.
Yeah.
And this is like all of the Tauruses and Scorpios out there, like they're getting in relationships, they're moving, they're having like, it's their time. Divine timing is meeting those signs. So,
I love that for them.
I'm so happy for my friends, but like, where's my man at? Okay.
All in divine timing.
I know. My time is like in 4 years. I've checked the astrology.
Oh
so
my God.
I'll be 33.
It's okay. I'm 30. Oh, 31.
Girl, you look much better than better. Much younger than 31. Not better. Okay. I'm not trying to hate.
Thank you.
You're
know what's
welcome.
So funny? I was watching, I just saw something online, and you know who Julia Fox is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's everywhere. Mm. I found out her and I are like the same age.
Oh,
I was like,
hello.
Why do?
Like, I think it's like Miley Cyrus and Adele, or no, Adele and and Ariana Grande or something weird like that. Yeah. They're like the same age.
And you're like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, it's really bizarre.
Yeah. I feel like I'm 25.
Girl, you look 25. Thank okay. you. You're welcome, baby.
Asian, don't raisin.
Yeah.
You know, I look Mexican.
Well, I'm Cuban, you know. I got a little bit of that going on.
Yes.
So.
Hey. My titties just like.
My titties earthquake.
Oh okay, so what got you into astrology? Like I want to learn more about
sure,
you.
Sure, sure. So I've been studying astrology since I was 11 years old. So
God.
Offhandedly, my mom was just like, you and grandma are both Aquariuses. And I was like, what is that? And then I looked
Wait,
it up.
So you're an Aquarius?
No, my okay. mom got it wrong. So I researched online about what it means to be an Aquarius. And I was like, this sounds kind of like me, but I'm way more emotional.
Right.
Like my sun sign and moon sign are both Pisces. Mm. So I'm like a super sensitive.
So you want love.
I do. I'm looking
what's
intimacy.
Your type? Like if I know anyone.
I mean, I typically am gravitated to like, you know, men in their 50s. Who are really muscular and like yeah. daddies
and rich.
Yeah. Well, I haven't either. Found that in the past, but I found love without the money. So,
same.
But no, honestly, I'm looking for anyone who's like near my age, who has a job, who's like emotionally available.
Right.
So, you know,
but honestly, like as simple as that is, it is rare to find that
girl.
So, like, that I get that. That's something that you need to like.
Been swiping on Bumble and haven't really got it right yet. So,
do you feel like dating apps work for you?
You know, I like Bumble because it tells you what sign of the zodiac the people are. So,
like the other ones don't do. Oh, I guess no.
No,
like,
no.
It's like optional. Yeah. Okay,
on
okay.
Tinder, I don't think it shows that. But I'm looking for a couple signs in particular. You know. I'm looking yes. for Aquarius. I'm looking for Sagittarius. I'm looking for Scorpio.
I didn't like dating Aquarius men.
Really? Well, tell me why, because I'll tell you why.
I felt like because we both didn't know how to express it. It was like they had a lot of feelings. I had a lot of feelings, and it was just like.
Yeah.
It was like weird.
My Venus in Aries likes to run after something a little bit.
Yeah,
so Aquarius is like they play it so cool that I'm like, I just want to devour you.
I feel like Aquarius men are the worst.
You know, I've dated two of them.
Maybe I just think everyone's the worst. My bad.
Geminis.
Scorpios.
I've dated a lot of Geminis, and that's like I've been burned by some Gemini Aww. Energy. So Leos are good for me, but
yeah. I've never dated a Leo.
No way. Well, it's your opposite sign, so that could be...
Like, I've been friends with Leos.
Yeah,
like, I
can yeah.
be friends with Leos. I just, like, I've never even attracted a Leo. Yeah, so, like, I don't think any Leos have ever, like...
They can have really big egos, which can be a big turnoff to an Aquarius.
Oh, I hate big egos. Well, I want them slightly insecure.
Virgo is good for you, then. They're going to have all these anxiety problems. Amen. Like, you know
no
how to
offense.
Pick them.
Sorry, but let's just
we love you, cancers.
Like in small doses, not like huge insecurities, right. but like a small dose of like owning their insecurity. I'd have to clarify before I get in trouble.
So because I've like dated so much in my life,
right.
I now specialize in sex, love, relationship, and intimacy astrology. So because I just was learning it for myself to learn how to find compatibility between two people, I actually just set up two of my friends and they just started dating based on their astrology.
We should start a show because I always like a dating show because I always said I'm so good at matchmaking. I don't know how I feel the vibe. Like, I just know. And then you could, like, actually look at their charts.
Oh, my God. You know, it'd be really fun to get the two people on the podcast to talk to each other.
Yes.
And be like, well, according to the birth chart, you would be compatible.
And I'm like, I just feel a vibe. Like, you like this.
Vibe
like,
check.
Vibe check. Like, I just know.
You know, that might not be a bad idea. We should do an episode, actually.
We
where
should.
If you are interested, submit your... astrology chart.
I would want it to be a video.
A little call to action.
Honestly, let us know and we'll like find a match.
That would be really fun. If you live in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Wait, actually somebody like DM'd me and it's just so weird because I didn't say that I was going to come on with an astrologer, but I feel like they somehow just, I don't know.
Intuitively knew.
So let me read this because you maybe will answer.
My body is ready.
Yes.
I can make noises while you look.
Yeah, and I can always edit stuff. Oh, ASMR. I've always been wanting to do that. You must give good head.
Oh, I do actually. I got a few tips up my sleeve. Yes. It's all about the sound effects and the eye contact.
Yes. Okay, okay. I always want to see how long it is to say, I love you. I'm a Gemini and he is a Virgo. With the Taurus moon and he is a Cancer moon. I'm a Leo rising and he is an Aries rising. I'm like, the fact that she was so specific, did this, I never announced that you were coming on.
I mean, if you're listening, this is actually not too bad of a match.
Oh.
Because he's a Virgo and she's a Taurus moon.
Yeah.
But the Gemini Virgo part is a little
he's
tricky.
He's a Cancer moon. Wait, with the Taurus moon and he is a Cancer moon. Oh.
So their moon signs are compatible. In astrology, first and foremost, what we need compatibility between is the moon signs. That's more important than the sun signs because the moon represents your emotional fulfillment. So it's how much are you getting out of the relationship? How much fulfillment? So in your relationship with your boyfriend, opposite moon signs, you guys cover each other's weaknesses.
Oh, I love that because we really do.
Uh-huh. You're an ADHD craziness and he's like calm, relaxed, focused on
going
slow.
But I also make him relax a little bit because he could be really just like things need to be in order. And I'm like, relax, let's just go with the flow.
Yeah,
you know
what? That's a nice combo too still.
Yeah, exactly. So we ground each other in different
ways. For this girl, the challenge is going to be on an ego level because the rising signs are compatible and the moon signs are compatible. So they're both going to have different views on what control looks like. Different views on what it means to organize life. Mm. So they're going to need to really, she wants to know when to say I love you. I mean, how long has it been?
Yeah, I always want to see how long it is to say I love you. So there's not much detail.
Well, a good question for how, bless you.
Excuse me, allergy season. Yes.
Let it out, baby. Yes. No, I think it depends. I mean, 6 months feels like a good amount of time.
Yeah, it's really hard to like put a number on it, I think. I think it's just like you kind of know when you know, but at the same time it depends on the situation that like you're going through. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I'm glad that she's asking cuz the first 6 months are projection anyways. Mm-hmm. So like you can say I love you to somebody, but it takes about 9 months to start to get to know someone.
I believe it because like you could be super excited in the beginning.
Yeah.
And things wear off.
Yeah. And then it takes 2 years to really know somebody.
Yeah.
And then to kind of know somebody in and out takes about 5 years.
Oh,
so these are different incremental periods. Okay. So if you make it past 9 months in a relationship, I mean, 6 months, that's all just infatuation. You can project whatever you want onto somebody.
Right.
So it takes a little bit more. You got to slow down. So
that's really good advice. I'm glad you said that.
6 to 9 months is a good time to say I love you.
Okay.
If you're saying it before then, you're probably too anxious attachment styles in one relationship.
That's true. Because you're just like.
Or you just really feel it. I mean.
Right. But you know, sometimes you like get really good dick.
Yeah.
And you're just like, and the conversations are
dignitized.
Great. Dignitized. Yes. And the conversations are great. You're like, I love you. Like you just get really intense. But I don't know if that's healthy. But I guess, I don't know. Just
we got to take the more Libra approach and just slow it down.
Yeah.
You know? How long did you wait before you said I love you?
Was it? I feel like we started dating.
After two dates or?
No, it was a while. We took a while. Like, well, not a while, but it took like, so we started talking around like August and I think around like December, I think January was when we like, well, I asked him, I was like, when are you going to say you love me? Because I didn't want to say it first, but I was like, I knew he felt it.
Oh.
But like, he just wouldn't say it. I don't know why. I think he just wanted to take things like slow, but I was like, we're already fucking, like, we're in a relationship already. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're already having sex.
Right. Like, we're
and
here.
And he didn't say it yet.
Yeah. And I think he was just nervous.
Okay.
And so, and it's valid because I told him, you know, in the beginning, like, I wanted to slow things down. So I think he was just really trying to be respectful of that. And so, and he's also the type where, like, he's not really one to make the first move.
Yeah.
And so I always have to like.
Your moon sign's in Aries. Yes. You're going to be initiating sex every time. Yes.
Well, no, he does. He's definitely.
Oh, thank God.
No, he does. At first in the beginning, it was definitely like I had to like.
You have to teach him.
Right.
Okay.
Like I was the one that DM'd him first, like to like start talking. Like I like approached
him. How did you know who he was?
Because we were following each other for a while.
Okay.
Like,
so he followed the podcast.
Yes. And then. He would like reach out and like show love and support, and this was
love
like,
the podcast so much.
Yeah,
love you.
Yeah, it's like let's get like, yeah. I don't know what I'm saying.
Let's get married. I love you.
Yes. And like at that time, you know, it was just it was like beginning stages of Brooklyn therapy, so I didn't have that many listeners yet. Okay. So he really like stood out.
How did he find you?
It's so random. So like There is this dating app called Soul Swipe.
What?
Yes.
I need to get on this.
No, it doesn't.
Is it spiritual?
No, it's like black people.
Oh, okay.
I'm not black.
I don't think I'm allowed to be on there.
looking back, I should have been on there. That was really weird that I was on there.
Hey, girl,
you
know what? You were showing love.
Right, exactly. Support, ally. But I really should have just respected the space, but it's fine.
Venus and, or Moon and Aries.
Yes. Yeah. But the app was just kind of bad. Like, okay. It was really glitchy. But I loved it because I was meeting a lot of people.
Hey.
And he was on there too, but we didn't meet on there. He actually like really hated how the app worked. Mm. And he works in social media, so he's just like got curious about like how is their social media
notes.
Like? Yeah, like he had notes. He like wanted to know how their social media was like who's on this, like, you know, who likes this app, whatever, because he thought it just sucked. And I tweeted saying how much I loved the app.
Whoa.
And then he was like, wait, like she's cute. And so went on my like Twitter, saw that I had a podcast, and then like started listening to it, and then like was listening ever since then. And that was like in 2017.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you've been together ever since.
And we started like dating like 2020.
Oh my, during the pandemic?
During the pandemic.
Pandemic romance.
And honestly, it was the perfect time because I think pre-pandemic, I was so like, wild and crazy and just drunk all the time.
Oh
and like going for the wrong ones and smoking hella cigarettes all the time. Like I just was everywhere. And I just wouldn't have taken him seriously because he's a nice guy.
Sure.
You know, I love
you're not
like,
used to that.
I'm not used to
you date Virgos.
Exactly. I like the Virgos. Treat me like shit. Insult me.
Criticize me, daddy.
Yes. I loved it. But you know, it was nice. And then I got tired of it and we broke up in 2020 and then I was just like, I just want someone who like supports me and is like my biggest fan, yeah. You know? And I think, and I also was like saying to myself, like, I want to date someone who's emotional.
Cancer is the yes. sign to do it.
And I used to say like, I used to be against dating cancers, but now I'm like, I want a cancer. Like I need that.
He's got a Libra moon. You got a little compatibility there.
Yeah. And it was the universe just aligned and it was just perfect timing.
Divine timing.
Yeah.
AKA all of the planets fell in your favor.
Yeah. And it was the pandemic and it was the time to really like just be in a calm situation and get to know each other.
So was your first date like having a bowl of cereal or pandemic?
We went to the park.
Oh, you went for a walk?
Yes,
walks came back in 2020, you guys.
Yes. We like walked around like the Echo Park and stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
with the swans in the lake,
yes.
Honey.
It was fun.
It was a love affair to remember.
Yeah. So okay, another juicy thing. So I also, you know, on CoStar, you could like follow people.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I remember. So I have my ex on there, and obviously it didn't work.
Can we look at?
But
their
I'm just curious.
Planets?
Like, let's look at their. He's crazy, and like he's not actually.
Is this
crazy.
The Virgo?
No, but like. He's
Gemini?
A triple Gemini.
Whoa. It's interesting that you attracted a guy who's a Sagittarius rising after that.
Really?
Because that's the opposite sign of Gemini. So they're very smooth, Sag rising. They're people that can like...
He's very... My boyfriend could be very smooth.
Yeah.
He seems really awkward, but he could be very smooth.
He's a Cancer.
Yeah. So, he's a Cancer.
Let's see. You guys had a lot of compatibility, actually.
We did.
According to this, it was all good, except for the Venus placements.
Which was the love part.
Uh-huh.
That's what Venus is, right?
Yeah, yeah. So his Venus in Taurus was really, like, he wanted love to be a very physical thing. And I don't necessarily mean sexual, but, like, gifts and being treated.
Yeah.
And, you know, he enjoyed
showy,
that.
Showy, like, very, like...
He probably wanted you to, like, massage him, worship him a little bit.
Yeah, he wanted to be worshipped, and I don't, like, worship.
Girl, you're an Aquarius. You need freedom.
Yes.
Okay? You ain't worshipping nobody.
No, I don't believe in worshipping somebody, like,
but
you know.
The moon sign... He's Gemini with a Gemini moon. Gosh. So he's born on the new moon. So he's a very pure expression of Gemini. You're going to get somebody very moody between the two signs.
He seems kind of moody.
Yeah, and he's probably going to be really focused on logic. Gemini's like to be
Yeah.
You know, it's about analyzing things from a logical point of view and then using logic to hold it against you. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, 100%.
So whereas you're just like feeling.
Yeah, let me feel it all. Let me go through this moment. Don't try to like feel like... You need to guide me.
Yeah. I mean, he was probably very technically gifted.
He He was. Yeah. He was very like good at his job, you know, make great money. Like we got along really well, but when it came down to the romance part, dry.
Mm. Well, it's because the Venus signs weren't working.
Yeah.
The sex was probably really good.
It's so funny. Actually, it's not funny, but I remember one time, like, we like talked about, we didn't get together, but we like kind of caught up sometime after we like broke up, whatever.
Yeah.
And which is kind of shady because he had a girlfriend.
Oh.
And he would
Gemini.
Like, yes. Typical. That's why I was like, whatever. I didn't want to continue because there was something like very questionable.
Yeah.
But he like mentioned, what did he say? He was like, oh yeah, like our passionate sex. And to me, like the sex wasn't bad, but like
I've had way more passionate than this man. Come on.
Right. I was like, I don't know, but he like remembered it as being very passionate and like, and not saying it was bad. It was fun, but it was like, I didn't really consider it passionate to me, you know?
Well, you've got Mars in Gemini. So that's with his sun sign and his moon sign. So this can definitely be your aggressive nature really affected him emotionally. Like maybe he brought out your temper on some level or he frustrated you really deeply.
I don't think I showed him my frustration.
Okay. That's a problem too then. Like yes. Your Mars was right there with him. So Aquarius can have difficulty communicating.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he did piss me. Like we didn't date for too long. That's the thing.
How long was it?
I think it was only we dated like for like 2 to 3 months.
So you didn't say I love you?
No. It never really got that far.
Right.
Like it was, I was very like closed off in a lot of
ways.
Were
you heartbroken?
Very.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you recover from that?
On to the next dude.
Oh, all right. Right. Round and round she goes. Where'd she stop?
No, I think it's just, I mean, I think afterwards, I met my ex-boyfriend, the one that was before my boyfriend now, that was toxic.
Okay.
So I recovered with the toxic dude and then was like, I'm done. I'm done with like all this toxicity. Like I just want like a healthy, nice person. Like,
yeah.
You know? And like, I mean, he was nice. It's just, I don't know. Like I think I didn't feel safe enough to be vulnerable with him because I felt like he would judge me.
Gemini.
Yes.
They're not very good at vulnerability.
Yeah.
They're more focused on like systems and structures. Yes.
And like making money and like,
yes, yes.
And like having the flyest shit, like looking good.
But it's like all things that on a true soul level don't matter.
Right.
So whereas you've got like some pretty sensitive placements in your birth chart, mm-hmm. that Aries moon. Your inner reactions are like an inner child.
Yeah.
So you just it's need somebody true. To like love and nurture that.
Yeah.
Whereas like a Gemini, they're going to tell you what to do.
Yes. And like they care more about like the outside exterior versus like deep down. Like I just like, I don't care about what you have on. Like just tell me you love me.
Well, let's talk about some of the good qualities of Gemini.
Okay.
Cause I don't want to
Sorry. I know. I'm like,
I don't want to hate on them too, but. Yes. They're usually really sociable.
Yes.
So they're good at like talking to people, networking.
Yeah.
They're masters at cutting things off when it doesn't work anymore. So if Virgo is the shears, Gemini is the scissors. It's snip, snip, like
done.
Move on. Yeah.
Right.
And it's a sign of like polarization. So they're not afraid of like taking a polarizing stance. Mm. You know, when you guys fought, did you feel like he was like not afraid to be like, you're wrong?
We never really like fought. I think because we never like got that deep into the relationship.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did
again,
it end?
I was very closed off.
How did it end?
Me being closed off. No, he like I texted him because he went to Chicago to visit his family, and I was like, "Hey, like I hope you have a good time." And he was feeling sick, and I was like, "I hope you're feeling better."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, like I'm having a great time. Like, oh, I think we should just stay friendly when I get back."
Okay.
And then I just never texted him back. And we didn't talk for like years.
And you did talk again later?
And then we eventually talked about it.
You had him on the podcast?
Yes, I had him on the podcast.
No way! Yes!
You guys, Bobby, Benjamin Bobby, yeah, that's him I'm talking about.
Did he do a good job on the cast?
Yeah, no, he did great. Like a lot of people really appreciate, I think at that moment, that conversation was probably the most vulnerable I've ever gotten with him.
No way. Oh, in front of so many people.
In front of so many people. Well, one, Broco Therapy is my safe space.
Okay.
Like when I'm here, like I feel.
It is like therapy.
Yeah, it is like therapy. It feels good. And also like I was at a place where I just didn't care to impress him anymore. So I'm just like, I'll say whatever.
The name is so genius because it's Broke Girl Therapy. It's like, look, I'm just going to make a podcast. And
about
like,
my problems.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Yeah. Like, why not? I know a lot of people who actually have done that.
Yeah, I know. So. I love it. It's been honestly like, it has been therapeutic.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I feel like I've, you know, learned a lot more from doing this show than by like going to an actual therapist.
That's really
controversial to say. Because therapy
is true.
My therapist has helped in a lot of ways, don't get me wrong, but like,
you just need a safe space. And for whatever reason, you need to be in front of an audience to get deep.
But I think what the therapy comes in is when I have to edit myself.
Oh.
So like, when you hear yourself talk, especially when you're being vulnerable, it just opens you up to so many different things.
Whoa.
So I think that's what it is. I think like, that's why when people say like writing down your emotions and stuff like that, like it's same thing.
Yeah. You know? And when you're editing, you're probably reviewing the emotional journey the whole time.
Yes.
Interesting.
Because sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm not as upset later on when I do edit it. And I'm like, damn, like that was, you know.
Oh my God. Yeah. Gosh, the Gemini with the Gemini moon came on the podcast.
Yes. And yeah, it was really good. I mean, you know, no hate. It was, you know, it was fine. But
just love.
It was an experience, but definitely he was one person I couldn't ever like be vulnerable. And then we talked about that. Like I could never be vulnerable. And he was just like, you could have, it would have been fine, you know, but I just was like,
you're afraid.
Yeah. And I think
this is your Aquarius side coming out.
Yeah. And I think at that time I was struggling a lot with different things. So it was like, and for him, he really had like a lot of his shit together.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of intimidated. Like for me, like, I like, if a guy like has money and is doing well, like I want to be able to like match that and more.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like maybe it's also like my independent side. Like I want to be like, I got this too. And then
yeah.
I feel embarrassed when I don't. So I just shut down.
Well, if we think about it as you being an Aquarius and being a Gemini, Geminis are good communicators. So he flat out told you like, I think we should just be friends when I get back. And Aquariuses are like, they're good at ghosting or like disappearing or having difficulty sharing their emotions. Yeah. So you guys behaved the way that your signs do in that situation.
Yeah. Cause he definitely tried to get me to like open up and I just was like,
you're afraid.
Yeah.
But that's because on some level you didn't feel safe with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between Brian and Bob? You said his name was
Bob, was his code name was Bobby, but his real name is Ben.
Okay. So
they
Bobby Ben Brown.
Yeah, Bobby Ben Brown. I think because Ben, like, yes, he had it, like he had his shit together, but he really liked to show that he had his shit together.
So he wanted to be fronting.
Yeah.
You know, he was like showing.
Exactly.
So he wanted attention for his money and his ass that.
Right. And you know what? Like, all praise to him. He's worked his ass off.
Hey,
for it.
He deserves it.
Like he deserves it. Like he, you know, so I get it.
Yeah.
Totally understand. But at that time I was insecure about where I was like financially and like my career and all these things. And it was just like, I was like embarrassed.
Did you feel like you're in his shadow at all?
Yeah. Like I felt like I wasn't like good enough.
Oh, honey. Yeah. You are good enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And like with Brian, like although I had my shit that I was going through, like I felt like, he's also someone that you could just feel is really like accepting.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't judge.
He wanted to be around you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about the stuff or he wasn't fronting.
Exactly. He wasn't fronting. And also I think it helped that like he's listened for so long.
So he knows you.
So I was just kind of like, I didn't have to like hide anything. You know, I was just like, well, you like me and you're interested in me and you've heard me go through shit. Then like I could only be myself from this point.
Was it weird being on a date with somebody who knew everything about you and you didn't know them?
At first,
yeah,
like at first it was because I was just like, what do you know about me or what you know?
I feel like this is what people who are like, who love actors or musicians, like you learn everything about that person and you meet them and you're like, you're the reason that I started writing songs or you're the reason, that, you know, and there's so much pressure. Did you feel that with Brian when you guys first started dating?
Sometimes he would say like he didn't get like completely starstruck, but sometimes it would hit him like, I'm hanging out with Stephanie Megan. Like, you know what I mean?
He got it for Stephanie Megan.
Yes. I'm not even, but.
Hey, girl.
He's been listening for a while, so, you know. Yeah.
You are. You are.
I'm that bitch.
Okay. She is that bitch. Come
that
through.
Bitch. Yeah.
But we need to talk about getting this astrological compatibility podcast going.
We should.
Like, that would be some fun.
I've always wanted to do a show because, like, Have you ever seen like Married at First Sight?
Ooh, yes.
My boyfriend loves Married at First Sight.
Well, we need to get married. Astrology at First Sight.
That's what I'm saying. Astrology at First Sight. Like, I remember like when he loves Married at First Sight, and I was watching. It's like one of those like
guilty pleasure. Hey.
Obsessed.
Right after the Kardashians.
Yeah, I'm the Kardashian watcher, and he's the Married at First Sight.
At least your television taste matches up. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like he's watching, I'm watching it with him, and I'm like, I could do this. Like I could do this. I could match. Like I'm so good at like matchmaking and like compatibility wise. Like I've introduced people and it has always like worked well.
If we bring the astrology into it, like we will be an unstoppable team.
That's what I'm saying. Like just imagine we just go walk around the street.
Yeah.
Find someone like, are you single? What's your sign? What's your birth chart? And then we find someone on the same street.
So
we'll just go to New York and do this.
This would be fabulous. I've wanted to do an astrological matchmaking service for years, and I've even like advertised it and had people submit.
You should do it.
So it's been like a dream of mine for a long time.
We'll chat. I think that would be so much fun.
We need to figure something out, boo.
Like even if we just start on this show and then have it grow into something like.
Just bring two people on, yes. And you know, hello.
Send us your. We need more men though.
Yeah, if you're a dude and you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Send Steph a message and yes. Let's get this birth chart going.
Honestly. And the twins, like their listenership is a lot of male. I have more
females. Hey.
So
collaboration.
That's what I'm saying.
Broke Girl Therapy meets Double Team Podcast and Santos and the Crystal Visions.
Yes.
Girl, we're gonna make this happen.
Yeah.
Oh my, that would be so fun.
Oh my god, I'm like getting so stoked. You guys, if you want a significant other.
And you're looking.
Literally, like, message me. Go on my website, brokotherapy.com. Like, I have that contact page. I even asked you guys what your sign is. Let me know if you're looking.
And we're going to contact the twins as
yes.
Well. And have,
let them know that, yeah.
And we're going to set people up on
it. You don't have to finish each other. We just know.
Amen, girl. Blind astrology date coming your way.
That would be so fun.
It would be so good. And then have them meet for a first date on the podcast. Do you think people would be willing?
I think so.
I think so too. Actually, we could have them. Oh, we could, if it's a running segment.
This is a brainstorm session, you
yeah,
guys.
Girl. If it's a running session, we have people come before their date for like a 15-minute astrology yeah. consultation.
Yes.
Then we send them on the date and then we have them on for a full episode.
And I'll just be, you'll be looking at their chart and I'll just be feeling the vibe.
Yes. Yeah. Vibe check.
Vibe check.
Okay.
And you're the chart check.
Yeah. Yeah. Done. Done.
There we go. It is what it is.
We've solved world hunger. I mean, hunger for love.
Yes, exactly. The loneliness, all that stuff.
We've solved the Lonely Hearts Club. Actually, we could call it that, like Lonely Hearts Club.
Astrology Hearts. They have to.
Well, Lonely Astros. Lonely Stars Club. Lonely Stars
Lonely
Club.
Lonely Stars Club.
Here we go.
You guys, we just made a whole podcast. Just
welcome. We're here at the Lonely Stars Club.
Oh my God.
If you're interested, shoot Stephanie a message. Honestly. And if you want to get your birth chart read. Contact me.
Yes.
Can I do a shameless plug?
Oh yeah, super plug. Let's yeah, because we're reaching an hour. Oh my god, you're really good at this.
Thank you, boo.
You need a podcast.
What plug can I yourself. Say? It's plug. Coming one day.
Yeah, plug yourself.
Ooh, that sounds kinky.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so my name is Danny Santos. I'm a professional astrologer. Been studying for 18 years. You can find me on Instagram at Santos and the Crystal Visions. It's just Santos Crystal Visions on Instagram. I've been doing astrology, like I said, 18 years. I do professional astrology, sex, love, relationship, and intimacy readings, tarot readings, and I also do exorcism work.
Okay, we didn't cover that, but
next
that
time
just means we need to do a part two.
Yeah, I'm also studying to become an ayahuasca shaman.
I was supposed to get to that.
This
too.
Was just the intro, y'all. Okay.
There's so much more to like unpack and uncover here, so we're just gonna have to do another episode.
We gotta talk spirits and psychedelics.
Yes, and then do spirits. Oh, then do
spirits. Spirits is alcohol, so yes. Girl, we're gonna do some spirits.
We're gonna do some spirits.
Shots. Bring back the ghosts.
I've always wanted to do ayahuasca.
I've done it 20 times.
20?
Yes, over the last 3 years.
How does it feel?
that's a hard question to answer. It's literally, if there was like, if Scorpio was a drug, it would be ayahuasca. It's the sign of death and rebirth, transformation, the unconscious mind.
See, I'm kind of scared. Well, like, I'm so down, but I'm kind of scared.
It's not for the faint of heart. Like, there's a lot of things you got to do in order to prep beforehand. You have to go off any SSRIs for an entire month.
What's SSRIs?
An antidepressant or an anti-anxiolytic.
Fuck, okay. So you gotta, well, now I'm done with my Prozac.
So you got to stop for a month before you go into it.
How about Adderall?
Adderall, I think that might be okay. But, you know, with the ADHD, ayahuasca has actually, it's helped me lose weight. It's helped me leave a job and start my own business. It's,
I might need this.
It's changed my life. I really believe in the properties of it.
My biggest like thing that gets me scared of it, because I've tried
loss
drugs.
Of control.
Loss con- yes.
That's
loss.
What people always say. That's the, what it's for. It's to take you out of control.
Okay, then maybe I need to do it.
You need to do it, baby.
And also because I have a family member that is a diagnosed schizophrenic.
Okay.
And so my, every time I think of like those type of like drugs, I always feel like, am I going to be feeling the way that he feels? And I'm scared of that.
Yeah. Well, I would recommend getting checked out, psychoevaluated by somebody first.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to just throw yourself into that kind of situation and not know what's going to happen.
Right. Because that's why I don't really like smoke weed, because I don't like the feeling of like paranoia.
If you'd like to have me back,
we
can do a whole episode where I literally go through the ins and outs of if you're preparing to do a psychedelic experience like ayahuasca, like what do you do, what can you expect, how do you diet for it beforehand. It's super easy,
because like for me, like, you know, coke, molly, all of that, pro.
I've been there.
I can teach. I've been so many people's first time doing molly with.
Ooh.
Like I could really, I'm like,
I
a
feel
molly,
like you'd be a good time.
Yes, I'm a molly
you
mother.
Got the upbeat yes. energy.
I love the upbeat energy.
Well, like me as a Pisces, like if I were to ever do molly, I'd be like, am I going to be okay?
Yeah, there's some people who like react in that certain way.
Look, so you got the Aries placements with an Aquarius. Like your demeanor is typically going to be one of like upbeat, up vibe. Yes. It's the vibe check.
I want the vibes to be up. So like to be like relaxed and like paranoid is like the opposite.
Paranoia will destroy you.
Yeah, exactly.
And ayahuasca can bring out feelings of paranoia.
Well, maybe like, okay, maybe that's what I need. Maybe I just need to face my fears.
Well, what it does is it's like, have you ever cleaned a fish tank before?
Yeah.
So there's like the little pump and it pulls the rocks up and all the shit comes out.
Oh shit. Maybe I haven't cleaned a fish tank.
It's like cleaning a fish tank. Like you got to get all the shit out and then you got to clean tank.
Okay.
So, you know, so.
Because there's things I need to unpack.
Of course. It's a trauma, baby. Ayahuasca is good for trauma. It actually helps people with PTSD, anxiety disorders, people who've got sexual trauma, physical abuse, all sorts of different things.
Okay.
It's a pretty incredible. She's a spirit, ayahuasca. I don't know if a lot of people know that.
No, I feel like I know that. But not a lot of people know that. You're right.
She's a Scorpio.
We love Scorpios.
We do love the Scorpios.
We just can't date them.
She can't date
them.
But I'm looking, okay? If you're a bisexual Scorpio man, I like the bisexuals.
Because really?
Yes, I don't know why. I've always dated bisexual men.
I feel like I think I've dated bisexual men.
And then they were gay.
And then they were...
Plot twist. They were all Geminis.
No, there were you know, straight, I guess. But sometimes I was like, huh.
You could be sucking a dick.
And I would be okay with that.
Well, you're an Aquarius. You're like, me too, girl.
Yeah.
Let's have a threesome. Would you do a threesome?
I would love a threesome, but I'm like so like.
Is Brian down?
Yes.
Broke girl therapy, submit your we'll astrologically match you.
Literally, I've like told him how I want to see someone like fuck my boyfriend.
Watching cucking.
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm a cucker.
Mother cucker over here, baby.
But it's never happened, but it's like one of those things where I'm like, I would love to, like, I envision that when we're like having sex.
That's hot and kinky. I'm thinking you guys need to find a Libra.
A Libra third?
Yeah, Libra third.
Okay.
Like the twins? Bring them through.
Not the twins.
Well, I'm just saying.
I love them so much. But
they're
like,
Libras, though. Yeah. So that kind of openness and sexuality. Libras are very kinky.
For sure. My mom's a Libra, so I don't know. My,
hey.
My mom is a hardcore Christian and like.
Okay.
But like. Okay,
she's got a freak side.
For sure, because I walked in.
And she's Christian.
Yes. So it's even freakier. No offense. Sorry. I'm going to get myself in trouble. She's a hardcore Christian. But like one time I came home and I like heard her having sex before she got married with her now husband.
Oh, snap.
So
okay,
she a freak. Yeah.
7 days a week.
Exactly.
Wet ass Christian.
Yes.
Make that pull out game week.
I feel like I always offend Christians on the show. My friend said jerking for Jesus.
Oh my God.
And now you're like,
blessed be the binds that tie. And this concludes this week's episode.
Yeah, we gotta go. Let me. You gotta go. You have a heart out.
If you're a Christian and you're a Libra and you're looking for a threesome, contact my girl over here.
But I have to like you for like I'm so well. Maybe another.
You gotta be friends. You're an Aquarius. Yeah,
exactly. Oh my God, there's so much to admire here. And then follow me, Stephanie Bacon, or go to brocotherapy.com. We need to do a part two.
I would love it. If you want to schedule something, like,
let's do it.
Hit me up, baby.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Broke
Girl Therapy.
Broke
Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Anna Sheridan. New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridans, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.